This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's issues with the U.S. Postal Service may have eased, but they haven't gone away completely. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Congresswoman Brittany Petterson and a bipartisan group of lawmakers want answers over the rising cost of P.O. boxes. For some users, rates have doubled without any notice. They're asking the head of the Postal Service to explain the changes. Issues like spotty mail delivery and office hours have plagued the Postal Service all year, leading to complaints and demands for action. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A lawsuit has been filed against a Colorado school district on behalf of a former employee who was banned from attending school board meetings. ACLU Colorado filed the suit against the Woodland Park School District north of Colorado Springs. The plaintiff was kicked out of a meeting after making a sarcastic comment directed at the conservative school board. Tim McDonald is the legal director of ACLU Colorado.
What they can't do is behave in a way that discriminates against the people they disagree with.
A judge says the district must respond to the lawsuit by Monday. And Colorado health officials have confirmed the first human death of the year from West Nile virus. A 53-year-old Weld County resident has died. They were one of 12 human cases that have been confirmed in Colorado. Less than 1% of people infected with the virus develop serious illness. There are no vaccines to prevent infection and no medications to treat it. This is CPR News and KRCC.